Hello. Welcome to this episode of One Single Woman. This is a podcast for single people. My name is Pip Brown. I am not currently partnered. I am not a wife and I am not a mother. I am living an empowered and independent life with my two rescue dogs, Haddie and Goose. Join me and my wonderful guests as I lift the lid on the societal pressures surrounding relationships, marriage, children, and an array of other important issues. I will also share with you my thoughts and experiences of being happily single and enjoying life unattached. Let's go. Hello and welcome back to One Single Woman. Now, this week I'm just putting out a shorter episode. I am on a bit of an Easter break, so I thought I'd take the opportunity to tell you about a mini series that I'm going to be bringing out within the podcast. Now, these are going to be very short little bonus episodes alongside my weekly ones. They'll just be sort of dotted around the place. They won't be on a particularly regular basis, but just as and when. And they're just going to be little thoughts, little stories, little experiences, not necessarily relating to being single, but just little clips really from my life. And like I say, little thoughts that go through my head sometimes before they fall out again. So I thought this week I would put one of these out as my episode. And I wanted to tell you about a recent little experience that I had. So I was chatting to a really lovely client of mine, and actually all my clients are really lovely, but this lady, we were chatting, and she, like I say, she's really lovely, she's really beautiful, and we were talking, and I just happened to say to her, she was in her gym kit, and I happened to say to her, oh, you look really beautiful today. And she was quite shocked and she got quite emotional. She said that she'd been feeling a bit down and a little bit off lately, and that my words really meant a lot to her. And she then messaged me later on in the day and she apologized for getting emotional, which she absolutely didn't need to. And she said in her message that she found that being complimented by a woman was so much more powerful, because in her experience women can be quite unkind to each other. And I messaged her back and I said, yep, I totally agree, and that we all need to remember the sisterhood. Anyway, the whole experience made me think about times when somebody has randomly paid me a compliment and how much that has meant to me at that time. And also how, you know, you can be walking along the road and somebody smiles at you, or when you're driving and another driver lets you out or gives way to you when there's absolutely no need for them to do so. Or even, you know, if you're in a supermarket and someone's struggling to reach something, or if you let somebody go ahead of you in the queue if they've only got a few items and you've got a trolley full. All of these things can add wonder and a little bit of joy to someone's day, and it can make a big difference to someone who may be having a far worse day than you. I think it's so important to tell someone if they look nice, or if you like the jumper that they're wearing, or anything at all about them. You know, it doesn't have to be a visual thing. We're all human beings and we all deserve a little bit of joy dotted around the place. And so I'm going to make more of an effort to, I do tend to compliment people on a regular basis, but I'm going to make even more effort to do that now. I'm on a mission. So go out, pay someone a compliment or smile at them and make someone's day. And in turn, it might just make your own day too. Right, I am off, but I will be back next week with a proper episode. I hope everyone's had a really, really lovely Easter, and I will see you next week. Bye for now.